explained that the judiciary, from the nature of its function, will always be the least dangerous to the political rights of the Constitution. The judiciary is, beyond comparison, the weakest of the three departments of power, and the general liberty of the people can never be endangered from that quarter. The founders' clear constitutional design has been ignored, no doubt. The Supreme Court is no longer simply one branch among the other two. It is now, in fact, literally the supreme branch, or so they would have you think. By assuming the role of policymaker, the judiciary has invaded the constitutional responsibilities assigned exclusively to the other two branches, yet this tendency by the courts is not new. The constitutional foundations for impeachment, the constitutional discussions concerning impeachment, either directly or indirectly, in six independent clauses for the six constitutional references to impeachment, were delineated by Thomas Jefferson and is manual a parliamentary practice for the Senate and the House. The House of Representatives shall have the sole power of impeachment, Article 1, Section 2, Clause 5. The Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments, and when sitting for that purpose, they shall by an oath or affirmation, when the President of the United States is tried, the Chief Justice shall preside, and no person shall be convicted without the concurrence of two-thirds of the members present. Clause 3, 6, and 7. Now, judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office and disqualification to hold and to enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. But the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to law. According to Article 2, Section 4, the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Article 3, Section 2 tells us that the trial of all crimes except in cases of impeachment shall be by jury. The President shall have power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States except in cases of impeachment. That's found in Article 2, Section 1. And the sixth clause, which relates indirectly to impeachment, is termed the Good Behavior Clause. The judges, both of the supreme and inferior courts, shall hold their offices during good behavior. That's Article 3, Section 1, Clause 1. The relationship of this good behavior clause to impeachment was explained during the debates surrounding the Judiciary Act of 1802. Matter of fact, one member noted, "We all fully understand what it is when it comes to good behavior. And the Constitution in that case has given a remedy by impeachment." Now remember, impeachments are confined to political characters, to political crimes and misdemeanors, and to political punishments. To date, there have been 61 federal judges or Supreme Court justices investigated for impeachment, of whom 13 have been impeached. In 1797, William Blount was impeached for seeking to violate American neutrality. In 1803, federal judge John Pickering was impeached for issuing an order which contradicted an act.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I'm proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Hey, folks, if you want to save the Republic, there is no other remedy. I know people want to beat around the bush, and they want to dance around what their responsibilities are when it comes to, again, what they're commanded by God to do. But there's only one resolve concerning the issues in which America faces. If you want to save your republic, listen to what the Lord said in Isaiah 51, verse 4. He said, "Listen unto me carefully, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, America." Put that up against Psalm 33, verse 12. "For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgments to rest for a light of the people." Okay, there's only one way. Let me go over to Isaiah 26, verse 9, the second part of that scripture, so you can hear for yourselves exactly what it states as to, again, how we're supposed to bring about resolve concerning the issues that we face as Americans today. It tells us in Isaiah 26, verse 9, it says, "When thy judgments are in the earth," okay, "when the judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness." In other words, they're not going to learn righteousness until Americans, you teach them what righteousness is all about. So without the people bringing forth impeachment and prosecution to the corrupt, America will be lost. Period. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'm thinking of Amos 5:24 as well. "Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream." Who's that supposed to come through? Well, if you look at Psalm 94, verse 16, it tells you. Well, that's Old Testament. I don't care. The New Testament is a fulfilling of the law, the old. And the bottom line is Jesus came to magnify the law in Isaiah 42, 21. And talking about scriptural reference in making my point, go to 7:24 of John, the book of John. He was set forth judgment. What do you think the cross of Jesus Christ was? It was a judgment upon the head of the enemy. Okay, and it was also a sign of God's love for mankind and his willingness to redeem him back through the sacrifice of his own son. Okay, so again, there's only one way to bring about the resolve in which Americans face. Listen, justice guards our liberties, right? Who brings forth the execution of the law, if not the corrupt? Because they're not going to prosecute each other. I'm going to show you that in just a moment. Nobody is. You the people, we the people, the government in this country. Because if justice guards our liberties, which it does, bringing forth the execution of law unto judgment through his church, right? Whereas injustice destroys the people and the country. So if you don't want to deal with the corrupt, the injustice of the corrupt will continuously wipe you out. And that's exactly what they're attempting to do on so many levels. Well, Bradley, I just don't understand none of this. Well, I know, because you probably don't want to understand it. But I'll tell you this, if you were violated concerning the smallest jot or tittle of the law, you would understand it perfectly, because it's a law unto itself. But you're not paying attention to the fact that injustice anywhere is an injustice done everywhere, and it's taking place on a massive scale in your country. The issues that you're dealing with today, friends, is through a totalitarian, oppressive system of authoritarian government. That's where this is all coming from. The issues in which you face today are coming from those that are supposed to uphold the law, not tear down the law. When you look at Leviticus 18:5, what does it say? Over and over again, we see scriptures such as, "You shall therefore keep my statutes," right, as how to deal with the corrupt, "and my judgments." You are to bring judgment upon their head, enforce the law, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Lord. Oh, you mean, so it's the Lord's heart concerning judgment? Yeah. Jeremiah 9:24. That's exactly what it says. God is known by the judgments that he executes. 9:16 and 17 of Psalm. His very habitation is righteousness and judgment. The Bible tells us a fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. Psalm 97. Well, that's not good enough. Well, let's go over to Thessalonians. And what does it tell us there? Well, it tells us in Thessalonians that judgment comes upon a people that refuse to know him and obey his gospel. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. So instead of being raised up under the way, or under the covering and the influence of the Holy Ghost in executing the Lord's statutes upon the heads of the wicked, what have we been taught? Well, we've been taught to go ahead and excuse ourselves and then blame government for what the church is in fact responsible for, because no longer are they the light of a society or the moral compass of society, because when that goes, everything else goes. Put Matthew 5:13 up against that. But you already knew this, right? I'm going to give you another one. Deuteronomy 4:1-2. Now, therefore, listen carefully, O children. He's talking about Israel. O Israel, Israel of God are the children of God. It's not geographically spoken of here, friends. It's his children, okay? And Israel means God's fighters. Under the statutes, that's the first thing he says as to how you're supposed to deal with the wicked. And under the judgments which the Lord gave through Moses, he said, which I teach you for to do them. Okay, that you may live and go in and possess the land. That means to drive out previous occupants and to possess in their place. Well, guess what, Americans? You already have the possession, but scripture actually makes reference to that as to bringing about resolve too, because it tells us in the book of Joshua chapter 24, it tells us that when you have the possession, you're supposed to still keep the commandments in that possession. That's why when you go to the Capitol buildings, you see Moses and the Ten Commandments. That's why when you look at your state preamble, you see where our rights come from. God, the lawgiver. That's why when you look at common law, which is predicated and premised upon what? Common law, his Torah, the Pentateuch, the Ten Commandments, his moral law. But let me finish this. Now, therefore, hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments, which I teach you for to do them, that you may live. That also aligns itself with what? Proverbs 7:2. Keep my commandments and live. They're not suggestions, they're commandments. Okay? And then, and go in and possess the land which the Lord your God has given your fathers. That's exactly right. That is totally applicable to us today, because it's our forefathers that paid the ultimate price to establish what it is that we have today. So the Lord set forth an example through our forefathers as to how we're supposed to sustain our possession that the Lord has bestowed upon us. Okay? He said, if you shall add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. And in verse 6, what does it say? It tells us that it is our wisdom in doing so. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and understanding in the sight of the nations which hear all of these statutes. This is how you teach men the fear of God. You show them the consequence if you commit the crime. That's what you do, okay? And the Bible ends with, surely this great nation is a wise and an understanding people. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era. when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrightonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great.
So what's the result, Mike?
I've been a believer in
gold.
For a long time.
A golden calf, Mikey.
For
that's exactly what his result is.
Well, Genesis,
a golden calf.
Showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold.
Yeah, look, hey, folks, social media friends, look at the numbers right now. Why? Because they don't want to save the republic. They want their politicians to do for them what God has commanded them to do. This is what is frustrating about my job. Just so you know.
Or go to BBS Radio.
They'd prefer to hear all the bad things happening in their country rather than to right themselves of the wrongs that they suffer. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Just talking about, if you want to save the republic, then there's only one answer. There's no other answer. We can sit and listen to the conservatives in the pulpits of America today, sit there and tell us about how all of this is just going to go away and it's appointed by God and there's nothing we can do about it. That's not the God of the Bible, friends. That's a different gospel. If there's no hope in the message, then I can tell you right now it's not the gospel of Jesus Christ, period. You know what Christians really want to hear? Their responsibility. I was just telling somebody this the other day. I said, isn't it interesting how most people, matter of fact, I had a friend, Bill, just posted this morning, and I want you to listen to this. This is from Matthew Henry in proving the point that I'm going to make about Luke 19. This is Matthew Henry, the famous commentator from the 1700s. He said that those who have least to do for God frequently do least of what they have to do. I don't understand that. Some making an excuse for their laziness that they have not the opportunities of serving God that others have. And because they have not wherewithal to do what they say they would, they will not do what we are sure they can, and so sit down and do nothing. He said it is really an aggravation of their sloth that when they have but one talent to take care about, they neglect that one. Well, look at Scripture. And I think of Luke 14, Luke 19. And I think about in Luke 19 where the Lord looked at the one that had the gift and he did nothing with it and he buried it. Well, the ones that had the gifts and they multiplied them 1 to 5 and 5 to 10. Isn't it interesting how the Lord looked at those that were multiplying in the service of the Lord and he said to them, go over and take from the one and give to the one that has 10 cities. And then he looked at that obedient son and daughter and or daughter. And what did he say in response? He said, enter into the joy of the Lord. But what did he say of the wicked and slothful servant? Go ahead and cast him in where there is gnashing of teeth. the hell that he deserves because he created a hell on earth by his apathy and his tolerance of doing nothing. Let me finish this now, okay? Matthew 24 goes on. Note, many a one goes very securely to judgment, presuming upon the validity of a place that will be overruled as vain and frivolous. Matthew Henry goes on, he said, slothful professors that are afraid of doing too much for God, yet hope to come off as well as those that take so much pains in their Christianity. Thus the sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render a reason. Proverbs 26, verse 16. He goes on, the servant thought that his account would pass well enough because he could say that there would, or that thou hast, that is thine. The Lord said, I was not spendthrift of my estate, nor prodigal of my time, nor profaner of my Sabbaths, nor an opposer. In other words, he was trying to justify himself, nor an opposer of good ministers and good preaching. Lord, I never ridiculed my Bible, nor set my wits to work to banner religion or Christianity, or abuse my power to persecute any good man. I never drowned my parts or wasted my God, goods, creatures in drunkenness and gluttony, nor ever to know my knowledge did I injure to anybody. Many that are called Christians build great houses in hopes for heaven upon their being able to make such an account, yet all this amounts to no more than there thou hast that is thine, as if no more were required or expected. I can tell you here, and I want to just go over to scripture and back that up again, because that's what we always want to do. If you remember Paul, and I'm going over there right now because I want to read it verbatim for you, and he was talking about the grace within him and how he strove and how he continuously strove. And the word striveth comes to my aid within, and how he strove. It's kind of a different word, isn't it? Yeah, but I'm going to go over there right now, and I just want you to hear this, because he talks about the grace of God within him. Yeah, that's not it. Now there's a whole mess of them. Yeah. He's talking about the striveth for the mastery. He said, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yeah, woe is me if I preach not the gospel, for if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward, but if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel committed unto me. And then he talks about in 1 Corinthians 9, 24 and 27, know ye not that which run a race, run all, but one receiveth the prize? He goes on, so run that you may obtain, run that you may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate, self-control in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, said Paul, the man responsible under the influence of the Holy Ghost for writing 2/3 of the New Testament. He said, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beareth the air or beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. In other words, what he's saying there, friends, is he practiced what he preached. He totally practiced what he preached. And he strove to please the Lord. I think of our forefathers like John Adams, the second president of the United States of America. He was on 22 committees. He spent 9 years away from his family, sacrificing himself to establish what it is that we have today. Why did he do all of that? Because he knew that he was going to answer to the Lord for everything he did and for everything that he didn't do. I want you to listen to what he said. This is crazy. Just going with the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. I want you to listen carefully to what he said. He said, posterity, that's me and you. Now, they talk about this during the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, the very end of it. He said, you'll never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom, our forefathers. He said, I will hope you will make a good use of it. If you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half of the pains to preserve it. We're talking about there's only one answer, bringing about the resolve to save the republic in which we speak of. I cannot before the Lord recollect ever hearing anybody since I've been in ministry bring about the resolve. But I've heard we're supposed to be saved. Okay, and I asked myself, okay, so we're saved, right? And I knew none of this until I was in the church, as I was baptized and brought to nothing, as I'm being built up in Christ. But it's interesting. Okay, so now we're saved, church. Now we're saved, Americans, patriots, conservatives, right? Because a majority of you profess to be just that. But I got a question for you. What are we saved for? That's the question. In a country like this, to sit back and listen to a bunch of idiots and ignorant, ungrateful human beings highlight the crimes that are tolerated by themselves and their followers are an ungrateful people to the max. They deserve not the freedoms in which they have. They don't want to give the good report. They want to give the negative report. I'm sure I've told you this. Maybe not, but I'm going to tell you now. When me and Tim started Sons of Liberty Media.com, the morning show host for Sons of Liberty Radio, did you know that when we started the Sons of Liberty Media.com, did you know that I told him I want to do an article every week on the good things that happen in America? Did you know that he told me people don't care about that? He's right. He's absolutely right, because I can look at my social media platforms live chat right now and the numbers on my page, outside of the fact that we're being censored and talking about those that are allotted, I can tell you right now the numbers are low. You know why they're low? Because the responsibility comes back to the American people to right the wrongs. They don't want to hear that. You are the people that are the problem in this country. Seriously, you're worthless. The devil can't even use you. You are those that go out there and idolize and worship your favorite politicians because you want them to do for you what you're unwilling to do for yourselves. And I've said this, and I will repeat this, but I want to tell you something. They are doing what it is that you don't want them to do through telling you the things that you want to hear. They are not the type of people that you want at the helm concerning of who we are as a country, but you'd rather have them do it. So you think on Judgment Day, Hebrews 9:27, 2 Corinthians 5:10. So you think that you can blame the government for what you've allowed them to do, not realizing that you yourself are the government. Hey, folks, that is the gospel. But here's the question. Okay, so you're a Christian. You've been saved. I hear it all the time. But nobody ever takes it the next step. What do you say for? They're lost. I don't know. Then they treat their favorite hireling in the pulpit, John 10:12, just like their favorite politicians. And who's putting up your favorite preachers, hirelings, whores, that are selling you out for money more than the politicians? And most people don't even realize that is scriptural. 1 Kings 13:33, under judgment. Well, again, here we are, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'd prefer to give you the good news. I'm going to come back on the other side to the responsible party and those that are willing to listen. We'll be right back.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV, a place for answers.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Since October 7th, Israel has been fighting for its very survival as they are being attacked by enemies from all sides. And with global anti-Semitism on the rise, now is the time to show Israel and the Jewish people that they are not alone. This summer, from July 28th through the 30th, join Christians United for Israel at our nation's capital for the 2024 Washington, D.C. Summit. Let your voice be heard on Capitol Hill and deliver a strong pro-Israel message to your elected officials and state representatives. Gather in solidarity in defense of Israel and the Jewish people. Hear from top American and Israeli leaders and experience a night to honor Israel that you will never forget. Space is limited, so register today by visiting cufi.org/summit or call 210-477-4714. With over 10 million members, Christians United for Israel is the largest pro-Israel voice in America. Add yours today.
BBS Radio TV.
Guys, this is the brand new book, All the Prophets Were Pointing. Again, thank you for your orders. Your orders will go out first thing in the morning. Free, and you'll have them, according to the USPS, within 3 to 5 days. We say 2 to 3 days, okay? And then also, first the heart, then the head, then the armor, Soldier of the Cross, 2 to 3 hour read. Do check them out when you get a time to sit down and enjoy them.
If you're looking
and let them shake, rattle, and roll your world.
To spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for
youth
everybody in your
dream
life.
Right here,
books,
folks.
DVDs,
really.
T-shirts,
for baby Christians,
coffee mugs,
right here.
Even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are and what it is that we've been doing. Also, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Hey, folks, listen carefully, okay? Because what we're talking about right now, there's only one resolve to save the republic. A republic. Article 4, Section 4. Only one resolve. Impeachment and prosecution. If you're looking for another answer, you're not going to find one. It's the one that lazy, ungrateful, pathetic Americans want. These are the ones that sit back and say, there's nothing that we can do, man. There are just too many of them. No, there's where you're deceived. Once again, you're drinking all the Kool-Aid in. And if you're not drinking in the Kool-Aid in, you're sure brainwashed enough to go ahead and parrot those that you say you don't believe, right? Holding the truth and unrighteousness. Listen to what the Lord said in Psalm 94:16. And can somebody tell me what's changed? Because the word is immutable. It's unchangeable. It doesn't change, right? Psalm 94, verse 16, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? In other words, he's speaking to the law abiders. You know, let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness. You know, it tells us that in the New Testament. Oh my goodness. So He's fulfilling in the new what he told us in the old in Christ. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Remember he said in 18:15 to 18:18 of the book of Deuteronomy that the Lord is going to raise up a prophet like unto Moses, and that man was going to be required at every word out of his mouth. Just think about that. And that was Jesus. That is Jesus. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? You know, it's funny though, people will take that out of context and they'll say, well, Bradley, that doesn't apply to, you know, what you're making it out to be. Oh, really? Well, if you go to Psalm 94, verse 20, just four scriptures later, what does it say there? It says, shall the throne of lawlessness have fellowship with thee, which frameth a mischief by a law? Well, who's he talking about then? The corrupt. You know, thank God we got the provision in the U.S. Constitution to go ahead and answer all of these questions. But again, these objectives of ours, as far as bringing about restitution to our republic, is only going to come through one way, and that is going to be the people. And that is going to be judgment upon the heads of the wicked that are perverting the U.S. Constitution and the enumerated laws. That's not their job. Their job is to uphold the laws, right? Not tear them down. And if you want to look at Numbers 30, verse 2, and Deuteronomy 23, verse 23, please do that. You know, I just, as a matter of fact, I just seen something online, and it was showing a picture of, you know, just all of the said conservatives of today, yesterday's liberals. They're just brainwashed to the max that actually believe that it exists, the two-party system. But what's interesting is they were highlighting Hillary Clinton and Obama and the criminal syndicate. Well, they're right in calling it a criminal syndicate because the American people believe somehow or another that when the bad guys are in office, which they all are for the most part, that's easy to say. I think everybody can attest to that and confirm that and affirm that. But it's interesting that, you know, they were just highlighting all the bad guys on the left, as they call them, and they called it a criminal syndicate. And they believe somehow or another that when the bad guys are in power, they're a government unto themselves. Well, you are sadly mistaken. You are incorrect. We are the government in this country. And again, they only do what we allow them to do through delegated authority. Read the Declaration of Independence and use a little common sense. In other words, these are your employees. You do not work for them, but the roles are completely backwards. And why is that? Because you've lost your authority. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. People don't know the difference between their left hand and their right hand. But what's interesting is the American people now would rather suffer the abuses of these said criminal syndicates, as I was just highlighting, rather than to right themselves of the abuses being committed against themselves. Okay. Okay. That's where they're at. The people's submission to corruption and tolerance to corruption, to their lawlessness and injustice, is the very fruit of the curse that is being brought upon the people in this country. The curse is being increased by you submitting to it. I just want to say it one more time, and we're going to get to the answer here. Without impeachment concerning every single one of them and prosecution, here, let me give you a prime example of what I'm talking about right now. Okay, so we have Senator Josh Hawley. Just like all the rest of them, they're there to appease the American people. Here, let me give this to you. Appease. Webster's, 1828. Listen to what the word appease means. It means to make quiet. It means to convey to the people in this particular point that I'm going to make here that Senator Josh Hawley, he's got it. Don't worry about it. We've got everything under control. It's to calm the people down, to give you a false assurance under false pretenses that we've got it over here. Okay? It means to pacify. That's why we call them a great American appeasers, because that's what they're set up to do, is they're set to appease the American people. I want to just give you for an instance, because you can take this to Trey Gowdy, great American appeaser. Ted Cruz, great American appeaser. Jim Jordan, great American appeaser. Lauren Boebert, great American appeaser. Marjorie Taylor Greene, American an appeaser. We call them all appeasers. Matt Gaetz, all appeasers. All, by the way, all caught into some sort of scandal. They're extorted somehow, one way or another. I know people don't want to believe that, but one question I lay to you then, and prove otherwise, where's the justice? Jason Chaffetz, another American appeaser. Rand Paul, another great American appeaser. Well, hey, get mad at me all you want. A question that I have for you, because this is where it needs to go. Where's the justice? Well, let me show you what I'm talking about. Here, this is Senator Hawley. That's what they call him. I guarantee he's extorted. He's doing what he's told. Appease the American people. Go out there, put on a good show. We'll record it, and then we'll send it through the conservative of the day in their outlets to go ahead and to put the American people back to sleep, because Senator Josh Hawley, the great American appeaser, has got this. But no justice. Okay? Now, what I want you to see is he's actually grilling. That's what they say. He's grilling the Boeing CEO. Remember, two whistleblowers came forward against Boeing for trying to take shortcuts concerning the safety of the people that are on their airships. That's what they're called. Okay, and I want you to see this just to show you how you're being played on a 24/7 basis.
Currently. Senator, that's well disclosed in our proxy documents in each of the years that I've been employed.
Yeah, but what is it?
It's a big number, sir.
Well, let me help you out. It's $32.8 million this year. Does that sound right?
The head of Boeing makes $32.8 million salary. The whistleblowers, two of them are now dead. But hey, don't worry about it. Senator Hawley's got it. Okay? Again, I'm going to ask you a question when I get done playing this. Check it out.
45% increase over last year. Does that sound right?
Yes, it does.
What is it you get paid to do exactly?
I get paid to run the Boeing company.
Yeah. So just help me understand that. I mean, do you get paid for transparency? Is that one of the metrics for your income?
I think the board counts on me for transparency.
Really? Because you're under investigation for falsifying 787 inspection records. The Boeing's under criminal investigation for the Alaska Airlines flight. You were investigated by DOJ for criminal conspiracy to defraud the FAA. This is all in your tenure. This doesn't sound like a lot of transparency to me.
Okay, so that's all I'm saying. Because I know people get mad at me about this kind of stuff. Do I care? No, absolutely not. I think you're blind as a bat if you can't see that this has been going on in this government far, far too long. They're set up to appease the American people. Well, how do we deal with this? Well, I was bringing about the answers. And then all of a sudden, when I started talking about impeachment and prosecution is the only answer to save our republic, all of a sudden I started to see the numbers dwindle. Yep. Oh, I see it on the road all the time. I think people that come to these church events when I'm in a church, they forget that Jesus said he who tries to save his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. They forgot that part. Or take up your cross and follow me. They forgot that part. See, because I remember doing an event out in Arizona. I used to do the Red Mountain event. It was packed every single time. It was fantastic. Barack Obama was my best friend. And I'm talking about driving people to school. And that's exactly what the Lord intended to do through chastisements and judgments. If people are listening, the bad guys will drive them to school. Praise God for that. But what I want you to know is I remember giving my discourse. And a lady coming up to me after we were done. There's about 300 people there. And I remember when I was done, she came up to me and she said, Hey, there's somebody outside right now taking pictures of all the cars. She was mad about it. I said, you seem distraught. She said, yeah. Well, who would be taking pictures of our car? I said, I can tell you exactly who's taking pictures of the cars. It's my assistant for the newsletter to show those that support the ministry that we're in your backyard shaking, rattling, rolling. teaching people how to stand up and fight, but apparently that doesn't apply to you. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of God liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that's
brand new. Orders will go out tomorrow morning.
Genesis Gold Group.
First the heart, then the head, then the armory. Ephesians 6:12. Orders will go out tomorrow. Thank you for the orders. Also, want to let you know, guys, if you get one of these. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, Romans 12:21, which proceeds Romans 13:1, and continuing on throughout that chapter. You do not want to put these in the dishwasher, okay? We have them in red, white, and blue. Did not plan it that way. That's just kind of how they came out. The artwork is second to none. Artwork is second to none. Okay. All right. Okay, so you know, in John 6, did you guys know that Jesus said to those that were following him, his disciples, they called themselves his disciples. If you read the whole chapter, you're going to see where his disciples and his followers, they assumed that they were a part of God's plan. And it was interesting because Jesus turned around and he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will in no wise have any part with me. And the Bible says that many departed from him. Did you know that every single time I preach, I go for it hard, 90% law, 10% grace? And I go for it hard because I'm going to go ahead and allow the Holy Ghost to bring heavy conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16, starting in verse 8, to bring about godly repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. And I'm going to drive it hard. I'm going to take that plow and I'm going to take that furrow and put it deep in. And I'm going to keep driving it until those that are going to get up and walk out, walk out. Sometimes people leave. Sometimes people stay. But I'll tell you what, when the people leave, it's interesting. A new anointing comes on after that point. I'm very familiar with it in my preaching. And the reason I'm telling you that right now, friends, is because it's as if Jesus says to them, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood. He's talking about soul food, metaphorically. He's not telling you to go nibble on his arm. I speak as a man. He's not telling you to drink his blood. He's talking about it metaphorically, okay? As an example. And it was also interesting that after he had said that to those disciples that left him, that he also turned and looked at his disciples that he chose, make distinction, that he chose and said, will you also go? What did Peter say? To whom shall we go? You have the words of life. They had ears to hear and they had eyes to see. So let me go on, because over the last three segments, I've done just that. Here it is. If you want to save the republic, and it's amazing how many people say they want it, you're going to have to bring forth the articles of impeachment. And once they're impeached, they must be prosecuted. Here, well, a lot of times people will say, well, what's the process? Here, I'm going to bring you through it. Here's the process of impeachment. Only three times, by the way. Johnson was impeached for merely not asking Congress, the people, for approval to go ahead and replace the Secretary of War. He was impeached just for that. That was it, okay? Who else was impeached? Well, Clinton was impeached, but Senate didn't go through with it. Nixon was impeached, but he was pardoned by Ford, who was an absolute pedophile from Michigan. I don't know if you're aware of that, but he was. Gosh, these men, they sell their soul, and now they pay in eternity for the rest of eternity, the existence of who they are forever. How do you see it that way? I don't know. I have a finite mind. God is infinite. He knows all things. But when he says eternally, that means forever. They pay the price. They love their sin more than they loved the Lord, right? So there was three different process impeachments. We know that during the beginning of this country, many people were impeached. I'm going to put a video onto the social media platform so you can go ahead and watch it. It's very educational. We have a whole section on sonsoflibertymedia.com for just that. Literally hundreds of videos bringing about resolve to America's issues if they want to hear them. And it always comes back to the people being the law and enforcing it and bringing judgment upon the heads of the wicked. That's any righteous country knows that, right? So what is the impeachment process? Well, if you go to Article 2, Section 4, you'll find it. That means they're being formally accused of unlawful activity, committing a crime. Now, folks, that's all you hear all day long from what they call the news outlets across the country. What are they doing? They're highlighting the crimes of the politicians being committed against the people. Okay? So they're being formally accused of unlawful activity. It's already apparent. We already understand they're guilty as H-E double hockey sticks. They're guilty of unlawful activity and committing a crime. That's number one. Number two is not necessarily being kicked out of office as of yet. Then who can be impeached? Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. Listen carefully. The president can be impeached. The vice president can be impeached. And all civil officers. That includes every single one of those nine unelected corrupt bureaucrats that call themselves the Supreme Court justice that continuously misconstrue through their interpretations as to what the plain meaning of God's law means. As a matter of fact, lowering the law, attacking the law and establishing lawlessness is their objective so they can have a what? An arbitrary system of justice. And that's exactly what they've established on the heads of the disobedient. So all can be impeached. Civil officers included, people appointed by the president, cabinet members, and judges, they can all be impeached. What is the process of impeachment? Justice Department or an independent counsel to investigate charges. See, the problem is the American people haven't come to the realization yet that those independent investigators, they're not picked by the people. They are picked by the corrupt as appointing the fox to oversee what's going on in the chicken coop. In the American people have put up with this abuse far too long. If you look at these abuses concerning what our forefathers didn't put up with in the Declaration of Independence, they're very similar. The difference is our forefathers didn't put up with what you put up with. Period. Okay? The Justice Department or an independent counsel investigates charges and presents them to the House Judiciary Committee. Well, I can tell you right now, what you call the Justice Department of the United States of America is a system of injustice. Put that up against Isaiah 5:20. Oh, the Lord calls it an abomination. When he calls it an abomination, you better get away from it, because you're daring the justice of God. Proverbs 17:15. I mean, the Justice Department of America today. I mean, isn't it interesting how all these agencies are now there to protect treasonous Joe from the crimes that he's committing against the American people? I noticed that a long time ago. Under Barack, we were standing right in front of the People's White House. I noticed the fence was getting higher and higher. And I was looking at those agents, as they call themselves, Secret Service, that were protecting Barack Obama in the crimes that he was committed against the American people, which makes them accomplices. You should see who employs the Secret Service, because that is the fox in the chicken coop. It's not that they're there to protect the president so much as it is to keep him in line. Find out who their employers are, friends. I know who it is, and you'll understand exactly why they're there and why they're not arresting those said politician for the crimes that they're committing against the people. They're there to watch him, okay? The process of impeachment, House Judiciary Committee reviews evidence. Folks, come on. If you're going to leave it up to them, it's never going to happen, because it hasn't happened up to this point. The HGC, or I'm sorry, JC, drafts articles of impeachment. The HJC, and this is going to happen when the American people demand it and settle for nothing less. The HJC, the House Judiciary Committee, debates articles of impeachment. The entire House of Representatives debate articles of impeachment and votes on them. See, folks, these people are, for the most part, bought and paid for. That's why you're not getting the justice. That's why you're not getting investigations. This is why it has to be passed off to the people to take control of their government again. Okay? Now, if the entire House of Representatives debates articles of impeachment and votes on them, the simple majority rules, if this happens, the president is considered impeached. Senate holds the trial. Will the official be kicked out of office? That's up to the prosecution of the crime being committed and the proven facts of the case. House Judiciary Committee acts as the prosecution, presents evidence against the accused, and 9 times out of 10, they're not going to do that, because then they'd be accusing themselves, because everybody's got dirt on everybody. Again, this is why it has to be brought back to the people. The process of impeachment is accused chooses own lawyers to present defense. The Chief Justice, who's bought and paid for, John Roberts, remember this guy that said Obamacare, which turned into the American Health Care Act, which came from Romney Care. Remember how they kept changing the name? Remember, he's the guy that took it on and said it's a tax. He's a devil, people. He's a pro-advocate for the gay agenda, too. The accused chooses own lawyers to present defense. Chief Justice of Supreme Court acts as judge and rules on admissibility of evidence. The Senate is to act as the jury. Again, here is the problem that we're having. And a two-third majority of the Senate must vote against accused to remove the person from office. Hey, folks, if you want to save the republic, you're going to have to impeach the corrupt within the halls of government and prosecute. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. See ya.